around and swing our arms and legs up and down, which sounds kind of messy, but also fun. Something to put on a pre-13 list of things I've done. We throw ourselves on the snow and swing like mad, and then we're all so cold we run shrieking indoors. You're going to catch your deathly colds, Thea Lauda scolds as she towels Fifi off. It's surprising, once you're listening for it, how often people bring up dying to try to scare you. But now that Bappy is dead, it doesn't seem so scary to die. Sometimes I think it's scarier to be alive, especially when you feel that you'll never be as happy and carefree as when you were a little kid. But I keep remembering Chucha's dream. She saw sprouting wings flying up and away. It has to mean more than our coming to the United States. After all, as Chucha herself would say, what good is it to escape captivity only to be imprisoned in your own misery? Later that night, the Garcia girls and I sit around the bedroom we all share, talking about how much we all ate and how we're all going on diets tomorrow. Theo Carlos is back from driving 2 shifts of relatives to the subway, and now he's lying in bed, reading some history book that would put even an owl to sleep. Downstairs, Mommy and Thea Lauda and Lucinda are sitting at the kitchen table, remembering stuff that happened in the past. Mundine is taking out the garbage, and Fifi is fast asleep in the other bedroom down the hall. It amazes me that in this small house, somehow, like a puzzle, everyone actually fits in. Carla goes up to the window that looks out over the backyard to the other backyards on the block to see if she can see his bedroom light. How she knows it's Kevin's bedroom, I don't know.